It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Last week, the eyes of the state and the nation turned towards Detroit as the city filed for the largest municipal bankruptcy in the country's history. Yesterday, a federal bankruptcy judge ruled to roll into the federal bankruptcy case lawsuits filed by pensioners and other groups who say their pensions are protected by the state constitution. We're joined now by Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, columnist with MLive.com. I want to get your initial reaction to the bankruptcy filing. Ken, what do you think this means for the state?
Well, I think it's good for the state. I think it's good for Detroit and good for the state in this sense. I mean, it's not something you want to do, but I think it's essential both for Detroit and for Michigan that we start down the path of getting the fiscal house of that city in order so it can be a viable city and provide proper services to its residents.
Susan, what about you? What do you think this means for Michigan?
You know, we unfortunately once again are at the center of the national news and not in a good way. You know, what happens in Detroit is going to have a ripple effect across Michigan. Certainly Southeast Michigan will be directly impacted, but the sooner we can get through this, the better, because, you know, it certainly doesn't do our image a lot of good.
Speaking of ripple effects, we're already seeing some on the national political scene. A group of Republican U.S. senators have created amendments to two separate appropriation bills to block federal intervention in municipal bankruptcy. That's despite the fact that neither Governor Snyder nor Kevin Orr, the emergency manager, have that on the table as a solution. Is this a holdover from the auto bailouts? Is it anti-union sentiment? What's at work here, Ken?
No, I just think it's few U.S. senators trying to get some publicity for their own political benefit. This amendment that they're proposing to block any kind of bailout is simply unnecessary, because the reality is, whether you're talking about Lansing or you're talking about Washington, there simply is not going to be a bailout for the city of Detroit.
But isn't the question also going to come up, especially for other cities and municipalities that are struggling right now, how much the state is willing to invest in its cities, towns, school districts even? It seems like there's a larger question that has to be answered as Detroit moves through this bankruptcy. Susan?
Well, that's a fair point. I mean, you know, Detroit's problems don't stem from any one thing, but certainly the lack of financial support from the state has impacted a number of municipalities and school districts who have been very dependent on state aid over the years. And this is not something that's just happened the last year or two. This is something that's been going on for, you know, more than a decade. And so it's not really surprising that Detroit is not the only example of a municipality that has fallen under such dire, hard times. You know, we have a record number of school districts that are in deficit. We have a number of cities that have financial managers. So there does have to be an answer as far as what the state's obligation is going to be to cities and school districts. And it's going to be up to local officials to deal with the fallout, and it has been.
As we're moving forward through this bankruptcy process, Detroit is going to be a bit of a test case. We have the question about pensions and whether they're protected by the state constitution and whether the constitution is trumped by federal bankruptcy law. There's the issue of what's really on the table in terms of assets. We've got the DIA, Bell Al. What will the two of you be looking for as sort of the answers to some of these questions as we move forward? Ken?
Well, no question. There's going to be a lot of issues at stake here, and a lot of decisions are going to have to be made on the issues you mentioned and many more. But I think the fundamental message here for Detroit and for Michigan, and I think the bankruptcy judge, Stephen Rhodes, delivered it this week, and that is there's not going to be any more lawsuits. We're not going to have any more delays. The time to deal with this problem is now. And I guess the one question I have about all of this is, how quickly can this bankruptcy judge get Detroit back into a situation where it has the potential to be an effective and efficient and viable city?
Susan, what will you be watching for?
Well, what I'm going to be watching for is what the impact is going to be on the 700,000 residents of Detroit and, you know, the people who work for the city, you know, from police officers to just city workers, because at the end of the day, those are the people whose services are going to be impacted, whose pensions are going to be impacted, and those are the people who will, you know, be in Detroit long after the bankruptcy is over and Kevin Orr goes back to Washington. So, you know, there's always a human side to everything, and sometimes that gets lost when you're talking about legal proceedings.
Susan Demas is a columnist with MLive.com, and Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.